KBOC is celebrating Arizona's centennial all month with voices of Arizona's arts, past and present. Hearing the Century on KBOC.
The legacy of Louise Lincoln Kerr, the Grand Lady of Arizona Music, lives on through the Phoenix Symphony, the Phoenix Chamber Music Society, and the ASU Kerr Cultural Center. She's well known for her generous philanthropy, but few of us are familiar with Louise the artist. In childhood, she studied piano and violin. In 1910, she attended Barnard College in New York City, where she studied musical composition. And in 1913, she was one of the first women to join the early Cleveland Orchestra. Louise returned to New York, and by the 1920s, she was working at the cutting edge of music technology, the Aeolian Company. Local scholar and violist Carolyn Brough shares a few insights on Louise Kerr, musician and composer.
Louise Kerr worked in the original Aeolian Studios in New York as the proofreader for the piano rolls. She got a job working with all of the famous pianists who came through New York in the 1920s. And she had to make sure there were no mistakes on the piano rolls. So she would sit side by side with people like Gershwin and Prokofiev and talk with them, and she knew all the famous musicians. And then Aeolian started producing the first disc recordings, and she was the ghost conductor in the glass booth, telling the conductor, "We better roll that back, the clarinetist just made a mistake."
Louise's musical life was put on the back burner when family responsibilities, she had eight children, became a priority. In 1936, Louise and her family moved out west, to Arizona, for the health of one of her daughters. That daughter died in 1939. In quick succession, tragedy struck two more times. Another daughter died in an accident, and then her husband Peter passed away.
Amazingly, that's when she started composing again. She must have spent many, many hours composing, because there's over 15 symphonic works there, 5 ballets, a violin concerto, and about 80 chamber music and chamber orchestra pieces in those archives. And fortunately for us, it's very beautiful music.
Though very little of Louise Kerr's work is published, much of it was performed during her lifetime by several local groups, including the Phoenix Symphony and the ASU Symphony. Her music was also played by her circle of friends.
They would get together and have all-night soirees of chamber music. And she loved this. She lived for these musical soirees. And they would play chamber music all night long until dawn.
It wasn't common for female composers to publish their work in the early to mid-20th century. But Louise certainly had the connections and the wherewithal to do so. So why didn't she?
I kept asking her family members, why didn't she publish when she was alive? But they kept telling me that she was a very modest woman, and that it was not something that she aspired to have fame. She just wanted to create.
I'm Liz Warren with the Storytelling Institute at South Mountain Community College. Hearing the Century is an Arizona Centennial project and is supported in part by the Arizona Humanities Council. To hear a few of Louise Kerr's compositions, visit kbaq.org.